You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Truly sorry. Stick your sorries in a sack.
That's where you stick them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good morning.
WMDX. 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
With producer Sam in the control box there, which he refuses to call the hot box.
It's the hot box.
It's not the not so hot.
As much as I'd like to hot box this room.
Right.
What does that mean? Set it on fire? What do you mean?
No, he'd fill it up with marijuana smoke.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yep. That's what hot boxing is.
That's what
yeah.
it means.
All right, we'll go with that. Hey, it's Friday. Yay.
Yay, but it's going to be a nice warm day. It's not so warm right now. I'd like a warmer morning to wake up to. If it's going to be a warm day,
what are you
just
talking
give us
about?
A warm morning.
It's 39 degrees already.
Why don't you just do not, what all not the warm. Other, why don't you just do what all the other old people do
yeah.
and move to Florida for the winter?
I would broadcast from there. Boy, do I hate Florida. Ain't happening here.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
man.
Way. Well, we've got partly cloudy skies. Again, 39 degrees. Not,
yeah.
Not that bad.
Well, it's awful.
It's going to be very windy today at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about northwest winds 15 to 20, maybe some gusts 40 to 45 miles per hour.
That's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah. So I know you're not a hat wearer, but if you were,
yeah.
I'd say hang on to your hat. So... That's it. So
well, maybe I should, you know, get a fedora.
Yeah. Fedora. Yeah. You don't see a lot of fedoras anymore.
No, you really don't. Yeah.
I like watching old movies out of the 30s and 40s where
they have
everybody's wearing a hat. All the guys.
Yeah, isn't it strange?
All the guys.
What happened?
The same hat.
What happened? You'd never think that fad would ever fade away, right?
Right.
Hats would be here forever.
And big floppy suits. You know, everybody wore a suit.
Yeah.
It was
big. Well, I'm glad that's gone.
Yes. What would the afternoon high be?
Yeah.
Well, you want to take a guess or should we use the, you know, we haven't had our balls out lately, the lottery balls machine.
It's a Friday tradition.
Well, let's do it. All right.
It is.
The balls are in motion.
It is a Friday tradition.
First number is a 5. That second number, rolling around, coming on up. It's a 6.56
super,
for a high.
Super.
Yeah, so that'll be nice, but again, windy today, so just watch out for that. We've got Pam Yonke. We're going to be talking with her.
The farm report.
About 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Find out what's happening with her. And then a little bit later on, Rocker will be back in the studio once again with the Maxing Preview, talking about all the local music in the Madison area and around Wisconsin. That'll be good. How you doing today? You seem a little, did you get enough sleep? Or you seem
tired. I got a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
I'm good. Well, actually, I haven't checked on how much sleep I got.
Are you sure that you've gotten enough?
I have a sensory watch.
I think there's something on the calendar today related to sleeping.
Is there really?
Yeah, there is, I think, yeah.
Let's
check out the national. Sam didn't get any sleep the last couple of days.
That's right. I don't know what he did. He's not telling us.
Yeah, well, I told Gordy before you came in. I'll have to tell you again.
He was asleep in bed and he got woken up to go to a party.
Wow.
That's the short course. Okay. What is it today? Is it National Skip the Straw Day? Is it National Rare Disease Day? National Chocolate Souffle Day? National Tooth Fairy Day? National Floral Design Day, National Public Sleeping Day, or National Billboard Day, whatever that
is. Well, it's not National Public Sleeping Day. We had that last week.
You're wrong. It is National Public Sleeping Day.
This is the second one in 2 weeks. Well,
I don't remember one last week.
Wasn't there one
was it
last week?
Maybe you were thinking about when you were public sleeping last week.
Well, you know, I like to go out on State Street and just find a nice warm spot against a building.
Along with all the other former radio professionals.
That's right. That's right. Johnny Danger has a hot spot down there.
Poor Johnny. We got to talk to Johnny Danger. You just spit up all over yourself, didn't you?
I did a spit take on that one. Oh, God.
We worry about Johnny because, you know, he used to be so energetic and really, you know. I mean, it was funny. It was good. But, like all of us, he's slowed down a little bit.
We had a fun
years.
Rivalry. All the announcers did. And we just played around with it.
Yeah. It was good times.
I can't tell you how many times I ripped into Sly.
Well, right. We all did. Those were the days. I think Sly's back on the air. I'm pretty sure he's back on.
You can't. Why do you make these statements?
I'm not.
Now you're going to force me to check and see and find out.
I hear him on the...
See, what we'd like to do is we'd like to invite Sly on the program
right.
and give us his input on his predictions about the Supreme Court race.
Sure. Well, let's reach out to him, see if we can get him on.
But if he's on the air, then we have no chance whatsoever.
Well, we'll see. Okay. What day do you think it is not today, Sam? The list that I gave you 10 minutes ago. Sam, are you awake?
I was falling back asleep. I told you I've been running on 3.5 hours of sleep here.
Well, why? What?
Well, okay, so I was in bed. It was about 10:15. I was about to shut my light off. And then Sophia, my girlfriend, texts me, come to the nitty gritty.
Oh, no.
She's in a play right now, and all of the cast went out to the nitty gritty after rehearsal last night.
Oh, man.
And I said, no, I have to go to sleep. I need to get up at 4:30. And she kept begging me until I got dressed and went down to the nitty gritty.
There you go. That's it.
And was it worth it? Did you have a good time?
Last night, it sure felt like it was worth it. Now I'm having second
thoughts.
This
morning, Well, there you go.
That's a long way to say I don't know what the other national day is.
Okay.
Don't remember.
Give yourself a buzzer. It's not National Billboard Day. Why would we salute billboards?
Well, I know you spent hours coming up with that.
No, it was a last-minute thing. It's National Skip the Straw Day. This is an environmental thing, you've got to believe.
Yeah.
On the fourth Friday in February, the Coral Keepers asked you to consider a different way to drink on National Skip the Straw Day. For thousands of years, humans have enjoyed slurping a refreshing beverage through the cylindrical tube. If Marvin Stone, the inventor of the first paper straw, had his way in 1888, if he were alive today, he might be shocked to know that there are five large areas of ocean called gyres, I think, where plastic garbage collects, and the sea currents create vortexes, trapping plastics, and in the collection are lots of plastic drinking straws. So remember, there was this push to get back to paper straws, which are better for the environment.
If we had just stayed with paper straws, right? I don't know if they really are serious about this holiday, but there really isn't an alternative to straws for so many people. You know, a lot of people who have problems shaking. That is something they can't, you know, find another alternative for. Mm. You have to have a straw for something like that. Well, so, you know, people use these straws for a particular reason. It's not because it's fun.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
So, no, there is no alternative way. What a silly holiday.
Well, we're just saying skip the plastic straws. Plastic straws are bad. Paper straws.
Well, no, it didn't say that.
Well,
okay. Did it?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Well, you hardly ever encounter something besides plastic straws, so that's probably why we've got the holiday. Just use a paper straw instead.
Paper or stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Some other form of straw. That's all.
That's right. You've got it.
So okay. So I'm getting upset about straw.
Yeah, I think we've beat this to death.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's National Chocolate Soufflé Day. Who doesn't love a good chocolate souffle?
Souffle.
Souffle.
If you say souffle.
Souffle.
Have a smile
on your face. Julian. Mm-hmm. Rare Disease Day. Let's skip that. Right. National Tooth Fairy Day. Why would there be a particular day?
Well, that's a really important day. You know, a lot of children rely on the Tooth Fairy to get their little piggy banks filled up.
Yeah.
And then spending the money in that piggy bank.
How much did you get when you were a kid? When you put the
It's always been a quarter.
Same here.
Yeah.
Sam?
I think it was a dollar, probably.
A dollar.
Uh-oh. Oh,
that's inflation.
Oh, a quarter. Oh, no. That's something that's going to be banned by Trump and Elon. Oh, no.
We should get rid of all the coins.
Just quarters because, you know, the Tooth Fairy needs them. Well, okay. All right. All right. I know that's going to go away, too.
It's National Floral Design Day. Okay. So salute your florist today. Mm-hmm. And it's National, let's find out about National Public Sleeping Day. This is a day for anyone and everyone to take a nap on a blanket at the beach.
At the park,
the movie theater, on a bus, a train, or a subway, or any other public place that'll work for it. We're trying to encourage public sleeping. there are different kind of naps. The power nap is approximately 10 to 20 minutes long. That can boost the energy. See, this is for a good call, you know, to help you out.
It is?
Well, the hangover, that's about 30 minutes long. These are different types of naps.
Oh.
The Brainiac nap is 60 minutes long. The California, I don't know, okay, the Brainiac, let me just see what that includes the deepest sleep, the Brainiac, while we may feel a little grogginess upon waking, our ability to recall facts, names, and faces will be improved. See, naps are good for you.
Because of deep sleep, it improves your memory?
It does. I think I remember that. The California King lasts about 90 minutes. That's a 90-minute nap. The California King.
What in the hell is going on here? You know, you've been going on with a list of different kinds of naps, and I'm just like,
it's
blowing my mind. No, I just can't believe they have all these different names for the kinds of naps you can have.
See, you learn something new every day.
Well, this is really kind of interesting. Anyone else got a name for a nap?
We should talk to a sleep specialist.
Let's take a call or two, you have one, or text, you know, tell us the kind of nap you have.
608-879-8255.
Again, what were just some of those names that we had? Brainiac nap.
The Brainiac nap, the power nap, the California King nap, the hangover nap.
California King. That's like a big sized bed.
I don't know. You don't know either.
All right.
That's 90-minute nap, the California King. Okay, it's 18 past the hour. We'll get to the history eventually, but Pam Yonke is waiting in the wings. We'll check in with her. From the Midwest Farm Report on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yay.
Turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. A spy thriller.
It's a Friday, February 28th, the very last day of February. Hey, don't forget to vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison. Today's the last day for the nominations.
That's right.
And then it goes to the next level in a few weeks to the actual voting. But, we'd appreciate your nomination.
I'm going to miss having a browser up, with that tab.
Okay.
Go back to it and back.
You can only vote once a day with your email. Anyway, go to our webpage, WMDXradio.com.
Their favorite dairy report or farm report.
Okay. All right.
Are you in this thing at all?
We're talking with Pam Yonke from Midwest Farmer Report. You're not.
No.
You're not in.
No, but. Okay. No, but I know plenty of folks that are doing the same thing, keeping that browser up, sending it to college buddies, friends, and family from near and far. Yeah, I get you. Good luck, boys.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, that's not encouraging, yeah, but we appreciate
we need
it.
All
anyway.
The luck we can get.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about what's happening. You know, the administration is freezing funds for just about everything, but they've included creameries as well. Tell us a story on that.
Yes. With you. It is difficult to keep track of everything that is frozen and impacted. And also yesterday or day before, Brooke Rollins, our new U.S. Ag Secretary, released $20 million in some of the, what do they call it, IRA funds, the flexible spending that was kind of put in place mm-hmm. under the Biden administration. Now, the $20 million that she released primarily goes through some conservation programs that are really kind of important to Wisconsin. One of them is they call it the EQIP program, mm-hmm. which is the equipment investment in equipment incentive. I got to get to my environmental quality incentive program. And basically what it does is allow farms to put in things like manure handling systems, barnyard runoff mitigation, some of those kinds of things. Wisconsin's been number one in the nation as far as involvement in that particular program. So we're not sure how much of the $20 million is going to fulfill obligations under that program. But again, it's the Natural Resource Conservation Service most directly impacted by the $20 million she released. Now, the bigger issue for a lot of Wisconsin's dairy land is the millions of dollars that are frozen in what we call dairy grants. A lot of them are implemented through the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. Wisconsin Cheesemakers, a major part of that. Center for Dairy Research on the UW-Madison campus, a big ally of that. 88 awards that they're processing today that were worth nearly $6.5 million, and they're going to a lot of different programs. $28.6 million in grant funding that impacts 420 different dairy businesses nationwide, a lot of them in Wisconsin. Stephanie Hoff had a story this morning on the Midwest Farm Report, and it's up on our website as well, about one creamery in western Wisconsin in Westby that was one of those that had expected $90,000 from the dairy business grant to help him get a freezer for his sheep dairy. Travis Forges is his name, and he's got 80 acres that he's managing, and he's got 300 milk sheep that he makes into farmstead cheeses. So that's the face behind one of the stories on this frozen grant money. And it's only one. Like I said, we've been ferreting through records trying to get information. But for the most part, farmers are still being very, very optimistic that when things get sorted out, those monies will roll for those very important programs, including these grant programs. Now, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers sent a letter basically saying, hey, we've got to have this money because a lot of these pieces of equipment have already been ordered. Some may be in the process of installation. The farms are on the hook for that investment, and we need to live up to our promises. So we'll just have to wait and see what ears pay attention to that message in Washington, D.C. But that's got a real impact on a lot of Wisconsin farms, agribusinesses, our dairy processors, people with new ideas on how to rethink what dairy is going to look like for the next generation.
Well, I haven't been able to figure this out. You would think that, you know, they'd let all of this stuff, already spent money, go through simply because, as you mentioned, dairy farmers and these creameries have already ordered equipment. They've planned on all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it's frozen. That would be the dumbest thing to do, is to freeze all the funds that are already spent. Maybe, you know, freeze any future funding and take a look at that and make arrangements or different arrangements for funding. But, you know, let the money be spent that's already spent. These
committed,
farmers have planned ahead on all of this stuff, right?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the trend is review everything. Nothing's off the table.
Yeah.
If they feel like they, I mean, look at how many land leases and building complexes they're going back and basically saying, we don't need this much space anymore. Here's what we'll give you. And that's kind of what they're doing with these, with the USDA program, is making sure that the programs have merit. And honestly, I mean, you know, you guys know me. I've been in this game for a long time, and it is hard for me to find a program that isn't worth the investment that's already, to your point, been made, the commitment that's been made. And the great ideas, the new science, the revelation on how we're using dairy you know, the part that scares me the most is, I mentioned Center for Dairy Research on the UW-Madison campus involved in this. The last thing that Wisconsin agriculture needs is to chase away the bright minds, the researchers, educators, those that are really the linchpin to us continuing our fantastic success in dairy. Last thing we need to do is scare them off with this kind of a glitch on the screen so that they end up going commercial, where it will turn into a product, but it won't be a product that's open and available to everybody as far as, you know, intellectual knowledge. So those are the kinds of things that really unseat me about what it means, not just today, but for the foreseeable future for Wisconsin dairy.
Talking with Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report. Only got a minute left, so I need a sort of a quick answer to this, Pam. There was a big meeting at the Capitol yesterday, Wisconsin Biofuels Association, the Corn Growers Association, the Soybean Association, talking about biofuels. Can you give us just a kind of a headline wrap-up of what happened there?
Yeah. The only state in the Midwest that does not have some state funds that go towards tax incentives to use things like E15, E85 at the pump. The 35 farmers that were down there, that was one of their major messages. Let's get on the same page with all the other states in the Midwest that support specifically corn growers, but also soybean growers with sustainable aviation fuel coming down the line.
All right, very good. Pam. And you can find more on the MidwestFarmReport.com webpage. Pam, thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend.
All right, take care.
All right. We have the Midwest Farm Report coming up next, and in our next hour, Rocker will join us here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Idiocracy is next.
Yes.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, my God. They're dumb all the time. Oh, no. This is really a big day.
All right. Hang on a minute.
Big day.
Hang on a minute. 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. He's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Sam is our producer. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show on WMDX is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. And they have something special going on right now. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo.com. Check it out at their east side or west side locations here in Madison. We have, I think, some breaking idiocracy
We really do. This is...
This is unbelievable.
This is important stuff.
Oh, boy. You got to strap in for this one.
According to CNN, we're just watching it here.
Been breaking out
the studio
into laughter.
Monitor. Apparently, Russia is trying to rebuild its spy network in the U.S. now, and this is
this is news.
This is actually news. There's one quote. It's ludicrous. This is even in the cards at all.
What? That's from the
they're actually,
U.S. officials.
They're taking this seriously, right?
Yeah.
Building up that U.S. spy network. Since 2016, U.S. expelled over 100 Russian diplomats suspected of espionage. Okay, that's one point. Russian operatives expelled all over Europe after invasion of Ukraine in 2022.
Yeah.
And point three is no Russian ambassador in Washington since October of 2024. Wow, that's a long time ago.
But we're going to welcome them all back in? Is that what we're thinking about doing?
Absolutely. And the headline at CNN is Russia eager to reinstall its spies in U.S. under diplomatic cover. What? They actually
How did we?
What they're going
to
do.
But
they're
that's okay us, to put out a press release about this?
I mean, yeah.
we got a bunch of spies coming back over. Were you guys okay with that? They're going to need places to live.
Look, we've already got the diplomatic cover. reason for you to be here to set up your spy networks again. Yes. Welcome.
Come on back.
And maybe we'll get some, billionaires.
Oh, sure. Oligarchs. Well, they can get that gold card, people. Yeah. They're going to sign up for that left and right.
This is just amazing. I
wonder if they're going to have a welcoming committee, in Washington at the airport. Welcome back, spies from Russia. Come on in. It's all good for you now.
Again, seriously, the major quote is, where is that?
It's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous. This is even in the cards at all. I don't know who said that. I wish I knew who said that.
I know.
I want to give them credit.
We'll have to dig deep on that.
Wow.
I mean, how secret can it be if it's on CNN? try to do it undercover. Okay.
Well, no.
Thanks for letting us know.
Well, they're telling us it's undercover diplomats now setting up their spy networks. It's always good to at least, be upfront about all these things,
Sure. Well, might as well be.
Okay. All right.
That's...
I'm going to relax. I'm going to come down just a little bit here.
Take a breath.
I got to take a breath.
Because we have a lot of other Idiocracy news.
We do. We do.
Let's get to that.
All right. Jasmine Crockett went on a little tirade.
Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, she was. She's really upset over the fact that Trump is trying to rewrite history and say that Ukraine invaded Russia. Okay.
Now tell me who Jasmine Crockett is. She
represents Texas.
Oh, okay. Right? Oh, she's a rep. Okay.
Yeah. So let's listen to cut 217. I hope you have that. Do you have that? Okay. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Listen. It is time for us to say, Mr. President, guess what? Russia invaded Ukraine. Can we at least agree on that one? Facts matter. Y'all, this is literally potentially putting us into an international crisis. We may be heading towards the next world war because we have a president that wants to pal around with Putin and wants to do everything to make him feel good, including lying about who invaded who. Mr. Chair, I got a minute left, but I really want to yield to any of my colleagues and ask them if they will say today, very basically, that when it came down to the war in Ukraine, that it was not Ukraine that invaded Russia, it was the other way around. Is there anybody in here that has enough courage to say that Russia invaded Ukraine?
You can have my time.
And this is yet the problem.
Nope.
You're not going to do it.
No, they're not going to do
Isn't
it.
Isn't that something?
No, that is outrageous. And not only that, now we're allowing spies to be reset up here under diplomatic cover.
Come on,
which
back.
Isn't much of a cover at this point now that it's been announced.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not one person who will say that Russia invaded Ukraine.
Not one.
Wow.
In the meeting room there, committee room from the Republican side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that, it's crazy.
How about this? Now, a reporter had the courage to ask Trump again.
Mm.
About the tariffs. Please explain the tariffs. Yeah. How is it not a tax on people? How do you explain this? Please, could you do it one more time for us? And I think this is maybe a little long, but nothing's changed. Let's
go ahead, please.
Earlier today, you told me that you believe that foreign countries pay tariffs, but Americans who are concerned about higher prices believe, as most people do, that they're paid by consumers and importers when they import things into this country. Mm-hmm. Can you explain,
please,
how you came to this belief that foreign governments are paying tariffs?
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friend and foe.
Not the
but
answer.
We've been treated very unfairly in trade. At levels that nobody's really ever seen before, especially under the Biden administration. They really took advantage of the United States. I put massive tariffs on China during my 4 years. We had the best economy in the history of our country.
Farms went out of business.
Probably the best economy, maybe the best economy in the history of the world.
Sorry, sir, no.
And I used tariffs to even things up. And in particular with China, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars, and we had no inflation. And it's a myth. It's a myth that's put out there by foreign countries that really don't like paying tariffs.
Well, let's pause it right there, because I just want to remind everybody, if you're not familiar with it, he spent about $28 billion paying off the farms to keep them in business so they wouldn't go out of business because of the soybean war that we had with China. Okay, let's continue.
Okay.
And especially to even up. So we've been treated badly by a lot. We're using tariffs. And I find, and you just have to look at the numbers, but I find that it's not about inflation. It's about fairness. And the inflation for us has not existed. And I don't think it's going to exist. We're going to bring our car industry back. We're going to bring our chips back. We're going to bring so many things back to our country, including pharmaceuticals and drugs. And the thing that's going to get us there is tariffs. And I say often, it's my favorite word in the dictionary. But
no, it isn't.
I always preface that by saying now, because I got into a lot of trouble with the fake news where they say that's not good. So I say God, love, family, wife. They're all my favorite words. But tariff is about number four or five on the list.
Okay, it's not your favorite.
But I will tell you, it's going to make our country rich, and it's going to stop us from being a laughing stock all over the world.
Okay.
Because we have been taken advantage of like no...
Okay. You know, the thing is, we are a laughing stock just from that answer alone.
You know, they blame Gen Zers and TikTok for brain rot. But boy, if that ain't the biggest example of brain rot that I've ever seen.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, he's having some problems.
That is
there.
Something else. Yeah. And, you know, everybody's kind of freaking out now. Yeah. Hey, by the way, can we just check quick the WMDX thermometer out there and see what we have for a temperature?
Yeah, sure. Hang on a second.
Are you WMDX, chilly?
WMDX thermometer is saying 39 degrees. Okay. Why? What does your watch say?
My watch is 40, but okay, I just wanted to check with the WMDX thermometer.
Right outside our window here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the mercury happening. It seems to be working okay. Why do you ask?
Just keeping people up to date. You know, they're trying to figure out what they're going to wear out.
Okay.
Into the car.
Well, highs today, since you asked, high today about 56 degrees, but the thing is, it's going to be very windy today. So just watch out for that.
WMDX times
644. What is the matter with you?
As told by our WMDX clock on the WMDX wall.
Okay.
Okay. Clocky.
Clocky right. The clock?
Yes. Okay. All right. Now let's get to one of the things that people are just kind of like freaking out over, the idea that Elon has any kind of control over the government at all. And by the way, I just want everybody to understand that I re-edited it. Bill Burr's.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Bill Burr's rant. I not only beeped. I took the even beeps out of this thing.
Oh.
And Bill Burr now is just plainly talking about how bad Elon is to this government.
Well, Bill Burr is a comedian, but yeah, he's got a potty mouth. Yeah. So I hope you figured it out.
Yeah. Right? It's one of the. Do you have the recent cut up there? All right.
Okay. Are you sure it's the correct one? I clean
this baby up.
Okay.
So much so, I even took the beeps out. So let's listen to this.
It was funny. I made fun of the Twitter guy for Sieg Heiling not once but twice. And I never look at my emails. I was scrolling through my emails and it said my Twitter account had been flagged for it. What a f-ing baby. Just like Hitler. How about the fact that the Twitter guy, he's not even from here. He's from South Africa. He comes to this country and wants to turn it into a dictatorship. He doesn't feel that we deserve democracy. Can you just imagine doing that? Going to another country and just deciding, yeah, you know what? I'm going to change this form of government because I've decided. Mm. Yeah, he doesn't mind living under a dictatorship as long as he's on the good side of it. Because that's another thing. All of these people that are into Hitler, you know what I mean? And like look at this guy like he was some sort of hero. The guy's one of the biggest cowards ever. All the pain and all the suffering that guy's caused, when it came time for him to pay the price, did he face the music? Nope. He gave himself a nice, quick, painless death. That's your f***ing hero. F***ing coward is what he was.
That's right.
Okay.
And, you know, for Elon to come here and just change the country overall, I mean, he's new to this country.
He is
a citizen now. I don't know why they gave him citizenship, but anyway,
well, not only did he get citizenship, he's got $20 billion in government contracts.
Well, let's get to that. Elon Musk said that Verizon's massive $2.4 billion contract to provide long-distance service and an upgrade to the FAA's communication system is done. It's done. He's taking over. He is taking over that contract. They're pushing Verizon out. They've already got the contract. They've got all the equipment set up. Not installed yet,
but yes.
But it's there, and Elon has managed to convince the FAA that he should install their newer equipment.
Is that his job, to sell the government some more equipment? I mean, I think
he was supposed to clean house.
Yeah, and we're downsizing and getting rid of employees.
Instead, he's making more money, and he's taking over contracts that have already been settled on.
It would seem that would be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, you'd think, right? he said that it is important that Starlink, a unit of his SpaceX satellite and rocket company, take over. Well, I'm sure he said that. Yes. I'm sure he thinks that.
Right.
He also said the Verizon communication system to air traffic control is breaking down very rapidly. No, it isn't. They haven't installed it yet. He said the FAA assessment is single-digit months to catastrophic failure, putting air travelers' safety at serious risk. That's a diversion tactic because they've had so many airline accidents since they took over, where we had none before, okay? And get this. This is an important part. The FAA is the one that controls SpaceX.
Yes,
They have oversight over SpaceX.
Uh-huh.
And so there's this kind of,
collusion?
Collusion to change contractors.
Connecting the dots? Okay. We will have more on this and much more coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Didn't bring everybody into the Oval Office just to sell hats. He was there to sell something much more fancy.
We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus.
Oh, green card privileges plus. See, I was still getting America with ads. Quick question. If I'm unhappy with America, can I cancel my subscription after 7 days? I am curious, what does this gold card do?
It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money.
Put a cover charge on America? It's $5 million to get in, but he'll waive it if you bring in three hot girls with you. I mean, I guess it beats the old way of becoming a citizen, which was to marry Donald Trump, but still. I feel like immigrant stories are going to be a lot less inspiring in the future. My grandfather came to this country with nothing but $5 million and the clothes in his custom Louis Vuitton five-piece trunk set. Although I have to admit, I don't totally hate the idea of buying your way into a country. Hey, Canada. How you doing, girl? I'm just going to come out and say it. I want to be in you. And listen, I don't have $5 million, but I do have $4 and a cough drop. Now, you might be thinking, wait a second. If the U.S. is just going to put citizenship up for sale, doesn't that mean that any monster can buy one as long as they're rich? Well, according to Trump,
Would a Russian oligarch be eligible for a gold card?
Yeah, possibly. Hey, I know some Russian oligarchs that are very nice people. It's possible.
But if you're letting Russians come into the country, you got to be careful, okay? I don't want to engage in stereotypes, but if you let a Russian in, then there's going to be a smaller Russian inside of him, and then an even smaller Russian inside of him, and on and on and on. There's always another.
And now, of course, you know, the big headline, of course, is Russia's trying to rebuild its spy network in the country.
Letting all the spies back in. It's okay.
Yeah.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning here on WMDX is brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years, doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They do it all, residential or commercial. David J. Frank, largest landscape contractor in this part of the state with branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. You can find out a whole lot more at their excellent website, davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. John?
All right. You know, Elon has been stealing ideas for years.
Has he?
Yeah. People don't know Elon stole his businesses and the ideas to them. And he's been sued for it as well. The author of the upcoming Elon Musk biography says there is no evidence, and he would know, he did the research, billionaire Elon has any intellectual achievements. And he also says that he has an IQ of around 100.
Okay.
All right. Last time anybody looked. So that'll give you an idea of what kind of person is now completely dismantling the United States of America.
He's just a guy. He's just a random guy.
Yeah. He is. He's just a random guy. Mm. Oh, my God. All right. Now, we have King Trump now, and he's bringing in the oligarchs, and they're going to set up their spy networks again, and he's sided with Russia
and that's okay.
When it comes to Ukraine.
We're okay with that.
That's fine. There's no hair
problem.
On fire here. Okay. So anyway, Representative Melanie Stansberg made an impassioned speech saying Americans rejected a king 250 years ago. But you know what? You can't say stuff like that now, even in Congress. You can't say stuff like that. Here's
really?
Cut 214. This is amazing stuff. Listen at the end.
And I know that Donald Trump thinks that he's a king because of social media. Of course, he keeps repeating this. But let me say this to you, Mr. Trump. 250 years ago, the people of this great nation rejected a reckless, abusive king, and we won't go back. And for the thousands of federal workers out there, the aid workers, the advocates, and the people around the world who are impacted by these reckless and heartless and harmful and disgusting cuts that are impacting people across the world, know that we see you. We stand with you. We are fighting for you. We are in the courts. We are in Congress. We are in our communities. And we will hold this administration accountable. And we will not abandon our allies or our humanity. So with that, I say to all of you, be strong. We will fight back.
Now listen to this.
I now recognize myself for closing remarks. I now recognize myself for closing remarks, and threats against the President of the United States will not be tolerated by anyone.
I know.
What?
It was
threats.
There were no threats in that.
I didn't.
That statement at all. We're just not going to go back to a king. That's a threat.
Apparently.
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay. Consider the
wow.
source. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, the big headline, Russia eager to reinstall its spies in the U.S. under diplomatic cover.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes on that
one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Coming up in our next hour, Rocker is in the house, talking about local music all across Madison and the rest of the state. He'll be in with a Max Inc. preview coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, right here on WMDX. Stay with us.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.